Avengers Age of Ultron. I think this is a great movie. It gets a lot of flack for a few different reasons, but overall, I think it's really strong. I think it holds up. It may not be the strongest Avengers movie. In fact, I would say it's not the strongest Avengers movie, but it's definitely a good one. It does things that sets up the future, but at the same time serves a current story. And this movie does take a lot of heat. The Thor vision quest. That's probably the biggest thing that people complain about. That Thor has two visions, one given to him by Scarlet Witch, one that he goes on his own with Selvig to get. In both cases, Vision and the Infinity Stones are teased. It's obvious how those are setting up the future, Infinity War. It's obvious how they were used in this current movie, considering a big part of Ultron's plan was to get the Mind Stone, put it in Vision's body, and make that body from the science of Dr. Cho as well as Vibranium. And of course, Vibranium, you know, Ulysses Claw, that's used in this movie. It's also setting up an element of Black Panther down the line. Something else this movie does that people like to hate on is they introduce you to the concept of Hawkeye's family. And it's this secret family that nobody ever knew about, including with the exception of Natasha and Fury, the rest of the Avengers. Here's the thing. For me, in the story they're telling, it works. They need a safe house. They need somewhere off the books. They need somewhere, because it's got to be off the books, it's something that there's no possible way for Ultron to know about it. You got to remember, at the end of Winter Soldier, Natasha dumps all of S.H.I.E.L.D. records and makes them public, which means locations and safe houses and things like that Ultron would have been able to find. So he has to go somewhere that was never on the records. So he takes him to his house, introduces to his wife, introduces to his kids. You know, his wife is pregnant. Here's the thing. There's a basis for this in the comics. It's not even unheard of in the comics. No, not the 616. To my knowledge, Hawkeye never had a hidden wife in the 616 universe or multiple kids. Yes, he was married to a Mockingbird, I believe it was, for a while. But in the Ultimate line, which I think I've said this before, I know I've said it before in Fans Without Borders, the MCU draws heavily from the Ultimate line. I would argue it draws more from the Ultimate line than it does from the 616 even. He absolutely had a secret house with a family and kids that not everybody knew about. So to me, it makes total sense. Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver, I like them both. Touching on Quicksilver first, I think his speed effects are really cool. I like them a lot. No, it's not what I'm used to for speed effects, because obviously I've seen 100 plus episodes of The Flash and even more appearances than that when you count when he's been in other shows. But they made it look different while at the same time still showing the way he looks fast. So no, it's different from how the speed effects on The Flash works on the show. It's different from how The Flash works in the Justice League movie. And I really like the speed effects used there. But for me, this works. I still kind of feel like, I sometimes wonder, was him being killed while saving Hawkeye and that kid, was it a missed opportunity for Quicksilver? I sometimes wonder if it was. And in hindsight, especially now with we know the X-Men are coming, I wonder that even more. Regardless, I liked him here. Scarlet Witch, she's good. I have no complaints about her character. I like the way that she kind of comes around to realize that maybe she wasn't being manipulated, but she was at least being misled by Ultron. Sees the error of her ways and tries to at least begin to make amends for that. And you can definitely tell she feels it, because at one point she's talking about how it's all her fault when Hawkeye gives her what to me is a really great speech about, you know, you go out that door, you're an Avenger. Let's talk about Ultron for a minute. Tony gets a lot of the blame, rightfully so, for the creation of Ultron. One, it kind of feels like people do forget that Banner had a hand in that as well. But two, Tony's not the one who truly created Ultron. I think it came from the Mind Stone. If you really watch it, they talk about how the Mind Stone is what caused all of it. They talk about how Tony and Banner did not get that far. They did not get there. They were not successful. They got part of the way. They certainly had a hand in it. But technically, they didn't push it through the door. That would have been the Infinity Stone. Regardless, I like Ultron in this. He's a little funnier than anticipated, but you know, he's done some things in the comics before too. It's fine. It's a little different, but it's fine. I will say, this movie does the same thing that Avengers 1 does, and even part of Infinity War, in that it's all the heroes together versus the big mass horde of generic no-name thugs, in this case, robots. I would still really like to see a good, true team of heroes versus team of villains battle, not just the Chitauri, the Ultron robots, or the Outriders in Infinity War, and maybe, I'm assuming, in game, I don't know. I would like to see that at some point, but the action's incredible for it. I mean, the action in this movie, the entire movie, is incredible. A lot of people seem to not like the Hulk and Banner relationship in this movie. Or I'm sorry, not the Hulk and Banner, the Natasha and Banner relationship. For me, I think it worked fine because you kind of see, if you rewatch Avengers 1, there's just a little something there so that it didn't feel totally out of left field. In fact, my wife, who doesn't think she had ever seen this movie before, she didn't remember it. She didn't remember a lot of it. In fact, she picked up that Quicksilver was going to die because she has seen most of the other movies and had never seen him before. She told me that she liked it because she said it felt organic. It felt like they just built it up in a way that made sense for the characters. And I agree. To my knowledge, those two characters don't have any real significant interaction in the comics. If they do, I'm not remembering it. Definitely not romantically. So it's different. But I think for me, it worked. And again, even that, especially with Hulk and the Quinjet at the end, gets reused in Thor Ragnarok. And so it's like, I feel like, again, this is just another example where they do something in this movie and they pay it off even more down the line. It gives you something here. They give you a whole complete story here, but they still do what Marvel does best, and they look at the bigger picture. In fact, a lot of people like to tell you, Marvel doesn't care about the movie you're watching. They only care about the next one coming down the line, because that's always what the end credit stingers are for. And I would argue, it's not that they're always looking at the next movie. It's that they're always looking at the big picture. And here's the thing. In comics, you have a writer and penciler come on a team, and they tell you, we've got story ideas mapped out for the next 5 years. We have 50 plus issues worth ready to go. We know what we want to do. We know the general direction we're heading. We may have detours, but we know the path we're moving down. And the writers and artists are applauded for this kind of thing in comics. They're applauded for making a plan and following their plan. And that's all that Marvel does, is they follow the plan. And so I applaud them for this. They don't look at just one movie. They look at, how can we make the best movie we can right now while also serving the future? Anyway, sorry for the tangent. A couple other things I want to mention. The death of Jarvis, I always find that kind of sad, even though we know, okay, he doesn't really die. I like the Jarvis character. I've always liked him. And so I've liked the MCU's take on him. So that's always kind of sad. That said, Vision is better. I think Vision is better. So ultimately, it's a win. And I absolutely love the fact that Vision was able to pick up Thor's hammer and does it multiple times, once to show, hey, you know, he can probably be trusted, and once in battle. That said, I will say, I kind of wish that Captain America would have picked it up and truly, I mean, he kind of budged it, but I mean, picked it up in that scene with all the other Avengers after their party, when they were all, well, everybody but Natasha was trying to lift it. That said, if he had, it would have made the Vision reveal of being able to do it far less meaningful. So I understand why they didn't do it. A couple other action scenes I just wanted to mention that I really like. Hulk versus Iron Man. You know, there's a Betty and Veronica joke in there that's absolutely hysterical once you get it. If you don't get it, I'll just say Google why the name Veronica might mean something to Bruce Banner, and you should get there. But I think that action is really cool. I really like the way that Iron Man is focused on trying to protect the civilians from Banner, while at the same time protecting Banner from killing civilians. And then also the chase scene when they're going after the cradle, and you have Captain America fighting the Vision, Hawkeye in the Quinjet, and Black Widow on the bike following. I really enjoy that scene a lot too. I think that's a lot of fun to watch. All in all, great movie. No, again, the first one is stronger, but this is still a really good movie, and I think it holds up really well.